from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Monday, June 24th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. An update after an accident last week at Kings Island Amusement Park in Southwest Ohio. ONN's Steve Vaughn reports.
The man who was hit by the Banshee roller coaster at Kings Island last Wednesday has died. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office has identified the victim as 38-year-old Arntonaro Nelson of Wilmington. He suffered massive head trauma by climbing into a restricted area after dropping his keys while on the ride. Officials say the ride was going 68 miles per hour when Nelson was hit. The coroner's office says Nelson passed away Friday at University of Cincinnati Hospital.
10 men between the ages of 16 and 27 were victims of a mass shooting in the Short North neighborhood of Columbus over the weekend. ONN's Colin Dorsey has more.
Mayor Andrew Genther saying, quote, "The gun violence that occurred early this morning in the Short North is outrageous, it's unacceptable, and it must stop." He also calls on state lawmakers saying, quote, "We need the state and federal governments to step up to keep guns off the streets and out of the hands of violent criminals. If they don't have the courage to do it, then they need to get out of our way and let us act. Our community demands and deserves better." City Attorney Zach Klein also saying, "We cannot sit back or become numb to the presence of violence in our city."
Police in Dayton say one person is dead and at least seven others are injured after a mass shooting at a, quote, "large gathering" just before one this morning. There's no word on a possible suspect. A shooting at a popular beach in Cleveland has left one person in serious condition. ONN's Mitty Hicks has details.
The first weekend of the summer started off with record-breaking heat, so more people were at Edgewater Beach, including families with their small children, as a way to stay cool. What was supposed to be a fun summer day turned into a nightmare as people began running for their lives. Cleveland EMS confirms that an 18-year-old is in serious condition after this shooting. Cleveland Metro Police say the incident is currently under investigation.
In Southeast Ohio, a crash at a notoriously bad intersection in Athens has claimed three lives. ONN's Brett Wharf reports.
The two-vehicle crash took place at the intersection of U.S. 50 and Radford Road. Reports indicate a sedan was traveling east on 50 and attempted to turn onto Radford Road when a westbound semi-truck struck the car. The driver, along with two passengers in the sedan, were pronounced dead at the scene. Studies have reportedly been conducted on the intersection, which said the intersection needs a traffic signal. None have been installed, with ODOT saying rear-end crashes would be up in the 60-mile-per-hour zone.
In Northeast Ohio, an elderly man has died after an apparent accident in a ravine. ONN's Danita Harris in Cleveland has details.
In Elyria, a 71-year-old man has died after falling into a ravine. It happened around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Police were called to Washington Avenue for a report of a missing man, and while they were looking for him, they found him at the bottom of the ravine. Police believe this was an accidental fall. His name is not being released.
The company responsible for that toxic train derailment in East Palestine last year is making some changes. ONN's Lena Lai has more on the announcement from Norfolk Southern.
It is planning to lead a new effort to improve the way vent and control decisions are made. So this comes ahead of an NTSB hearing to explain why the controlled burn after last year's toxic train derailment was wrong. That hearing is set for Tuesday in East Palestine.
There's a continued struggle for power in the Ohio House. ONN's Kaylee Kirby in Toledo has the story.
Ohio House Speaker Jason Stevens and State Representative Derek Marin continue their fight for control of the state house. Stevens has lost the control of the Ohio House Republican Alliance, which has $1 million intended for campaigns for state Republican lawmakers. A court in Franklin County ruled Marin should be in charge of the funds because he has the support of the Republican caucus. Stevens was elected to the speakership with the help of the Democratic caucus in the Ohio House.
And scenes for a movie were shot in Toledo overnight. ONN's Michael Sandlin has more.
Toledo police announced that 20th Century Fox would be filming a movie in the Westmoreland neighborhood. They told residents to be alerted that there will be gunshots and prop guns in the area. The neighbors we spoke to weren't afraid, though. They were excited.
It's a boost for us. Ain't no doubt. It's another thing that's good. that's putting us on the map, and I think it's a very good idea.
Money to be made.
Yes. This is my first time seeing a movie film.
Maybe we can get a part.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.